For the past 30 years, Care Heating and Cooling put you first. You are the reason they are open 7 days a week. You are why they make it easy to schedule service at careheatingandcooling.com. Concern for your safety is why they check every gas furnace for carbon monoxide. It's because of you that their technicians are paid to fix your furnace and air conditioner, not sell you a new one. And if you do need a new furnace, their team will make sure you get exactly what you need at a cost that fits your budget. Care Heating and Cooling is committed to doing business right. Call them at 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust.
Following Packers Green 19 podcast is a production of JS Online and Packers News and is brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. And now, here are your hosts, Jim Ozarski and Tom Silverstein.
Welcome into the latest Green 19 podcast covering all things Packers in 2020 training camp. I am Jim Ozarski along with my co-host Tom Silverstein. It is Wednesday, August 19th, and real quick, guys, first of all, thank you for listening and following and subscribing. We had some technical issues with our audio feed yesterday. You know, we are doing these daily for you to preview practice, and we did record one for the first day of pads, and, you know, Tom, somewhere out there in the interwebs, it went away.
Yeah, well, it actually exists on my laptop, but if there's anybody who can figure out how to get it from my laptop to the software we use, mazel tov, because I sure couldn't, and our IT department couldn't do it either. So it was a little glitch through Zoom that we used to record, and let's hope that it doesn't happen again.
Yeah, so we did not leave you. We were there somewhere. So, you know, real quick, we did witness the first day of padded practice. You know, Matt LaFleur once again talked about, you know, good energy and tempo and all that good stuff. But what did that actually mean? Obviously, we were there for you. And Tom, that'll be the question I pose first. What stood out? What did you notice, I guess, as the guys put on pads for the first time?
I thought that, you know, there was a decent amount of, physicality. I didn't think it was quite as, physical as some of the Mike McCarthy practices would be, in pads, but they did a lot of 11 on 11, work, which we've seen through the first couple days. And then they, you know, they split into two groups. And so they, you know, the ones versus the ones and the twos and threes versus the twos, two and threes. And I thought they got in a lot of good work for basically a little over an hour worth of practice, probably closer to an hour and a half. But it was a very efficient practice. And, you know, things I continue to see, Tim Boyle continues to play well. Aaron Rodgers is throwing interceptions. We could talk about that a little bit later because I have some thoughts on that. I thought the running game looked pretty good, and I thought the defense in the goal line looked good. So, you know, all in all, it was a practice.
Yeah, for me, head over to my Twitter at Jim Ozarski. What I noticed was AJ Dillon in pads, destroying the blocking sled that he ran through. Just in case, you know, we've seen a lot of pictures of him. So if you want to hear what it sounds like, that, is worth noting. But on a serious note, to kind of piggyback off of your Rodgers interception, train of thought, he didn't connect very often with the receivers and tight ends he was throwing to in the one-on-one drills. I would say the Packers corners really, you know, came to play physically, you know, in those one-on-ones. But also, I mean, Devontae Adams had a drop in those drills. He did get off Jair Alexander, in the end zone and didn't come down with it, which was surprising. You know, a couple other, you know, passes that, you know, you ask a receiver, they'd probably say I should catch it, but they weren't. So, so that's how I'll transition, I guess, to what we're going to look for in this day two of pads, Tom. Tempo, energy can be good. Play calls can be clean. You know, receivers might know where they're supposed to line up here in year two, but through 3 days, I don't know if the starting quarterback and his group have connected as often as they would like in some of these situations.
No, I think the offense is a little bit behind the defense at this point. Now, my thought that I was going to bring up about the Rodgers interceptions, I have to go back and look. I'm going to take a look. But I recall that happening early in camp last year where he threw a bunch of interceptions and didn't look very good right out of the gate. And then as time wore on, you know, of course, he became more like himself. Some of it, I think, has to do with Mike Pettine is working on things that don't necessarily mesh with what they're working on, what the offense is working on. So guys wind up drawing receivers into the wrong area or defenders into the wrong area. And that might happen. I just think there's been some plays where there's been a couple of balls where, like, he threw an interception to Kevin King that I thought he underthrew on a sort of a corner route to Robert Tonyan. He had to put that in a really good place and he underthrew it. He had a miscue with, you know, Devontae Adams and Allen Lazard wound up in the same place. That's probably not supposed to happen. So, you know, let's take it for what it is. It's a couple interceptions in the, you know, couple days of practice and that'll change. But I still think that what Tim Boyle is doing is really setting a nice foundation for himself with 3 really good days of practice. And it looks like he's just kind of hit the ground running and looks a lot different than he was a year ago.
Yeah. And you know, we have long talked about maybe not seeing Jordan Love in any sort of capacity for the time being. And Tim Boyle at the very least has alleviated any sort of pressure. In my opinion, Brian Gutekunst, Matt LaFleur may have felt in carrying only 2 quarterbacks or, I mean, to me, you know, presuming health the rest of the way, Tom, I mean, it's going in a way where I think Tim Boyle is playing his way onto the roster. I mean, he's done that in pads the last few years too, but for me going into the second day. So first day in pads, Matt LaFleur said they're going to dial it back a little bit today in terms of their, how long it goes, but he did anticipate some more scrimmaging or some live sessions. And for me, I'm going right back to the run game. You know, for whatever it's worth, Billy Turner at right tackle, Lane Taylor at right guard is how they've opened up the last few days. I feel like that's the combo getting more reps together with Aaron Rodgers and the number one offense. And so I'm just looking for another, you know, we saw some decent cutbacks. You brought this up, I think, to the head coach the other day, Tom, about, you know, cutback lanes being there and some of this wide zone stuff. I mean, you know, we can only tell in pads how those interior linemen work. So for me, I'm going to be looking for that again today. You know, Taylor Turner more often, and then, you know, do they continue to kind of look okay or look in rhythm with that run game?
Yeah, LaFleur made a good point. He was like, yeah, I'm happy about the runs, but I'm not happy about the run defense. And, you know, if I had to guess, well, if I had to guess, I would say he's more concerned about the run defense than he is about his running game. That part is something he absolutely wants to be solved this year. And, you know, he'll be able to run the ball, I think he feels, but they got to be able to stop the run. I think it was a good sign for them that they were getting those cutback lanes. Those were definitely zone plays, and everybody was getting in on the action. I mean, E.J. Dillon had probably the best run of the day, and he had a cutback, and it was just wide open. Aaron Jones had a really nice cutback. Jamal Williams had a nice cutback. So that's a good sign for LaFleur. And, you know, I do want to see some more live action and you know, some of the what I'd really like to see is some short yardage stuff and just see how they're playing in short yardage, where it really gets physical and you can see whether the offensive line's moving the defensive line and things like that.
Yeah, and today's practice might be interesting in that way, Tom, considering how Tuesday's practice with pads ended. And what I mean by that is Montrevious Adams, who for the second straight camp has been worked into some, you know, quote unquote, starting looks, starting rotations. He left with a toe injury. Za'Darius Smith and Corey Linsley didn't participate in team drills, which at this moment, Matt LaFleur says was precautionary reasons. Left tackle David Bakhtiari did not finish practice. Looked like a left foot ankle being looked at and also potentially precautionary. But, you know, those are big parts of the O-line, two starters, and then potentially D-line. So in terms of what you're going to look for maybe today, how does that maybe affect things, or maybe does it affect what Matt LaFleur wants to do in practice at all today?
Well, it's really not that bad of a thing to happen with Bakhtiari. I mean, they got to keep him healthy, of course. They need to find out who can back him up at left tackle. And Alex Light has been working there. And, you know, they have to have another option there too. I know they like Yash Nieman a little bit, but I think they like him more at right tackle. I don't know if Billy Turner can play over there. He seems to be playing okay at right tackle. I had my doubts, and I still want to see him pass block, but maybe he's a better pass blocker at right tackle than he is at right guard. Maybe we'll find that to be the case. But when they got Turner and Lane Taylor on that right side, that is a much better run-blocking combination than any guy and Rick Wagner. So I think that could have a lot to do with the final decision is – can they run off those two guys? Do they have a really nice power look on the right side? That's Lane Taylor's strength, is run blocking. So, you know, I think Rick Wagner is getting a fair shot. I think he's gotten plenty of reps. You know, whether it's with the starters or it's with, you know, backups, I don't think it really matters. I think it's, again, they're going to just go with the guys who help them the best. And part of what is going to be hard to judge is it would be good to see Billy Turner playing right tackle in a game, because I really want to see him isolated with speed rushers and see if he can handle that.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned Alex Light. I don't think to this point, Alex has had a great first few days. You know, without pads, or, you know, I think he was over on the side of the field with Tim Boyle when Bakhtiari got pulled out, and they started shouting for him, and he sprinted from his post there to the first unit and then had to run that rep, which I don't think went great for him. But I think, you know, last year, Tom, remember Brian Bulaga was kind of eased in slowly at right tackle physically, right? And I think Bakhtiari got a bunch of days off early so they could see Alex Light. So to that point, I think, why not? I mean, if Bakhtiari kind of tweaked something, I mean, he's a guy who wants to practice, I know, but I don't know. I mean, I think you kind of want to see Alex Light in full pads with a full day of reps against Preston Smith or Rashawn Gary.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you want it at left tackle because they don't have a backup really solid backup left tackle, and he needs all the work he can get there.
Yeah, and so it's you know, it'll be interesting. You know, I think there's a lot of thoughts, emphasis, questions on the offense. So I'll kind of turn it back there. You mentioned kind of all the running backs had their moments today. I don't know. I mean, I know it's just one day, Tom, and we don't have the privilege of film like the coaches have to go back and look at it. It's what our notes say. What do we remember? But is it encouraging at all, even just some of the shell stuff from the other day compared to last year with them trying to set this run game? Because clearly they want to do it and do it more and do it more often and do it better. So as we go into a fourth day of camp, second day of pads, I don't know. I mean, can you recall last year? Does it look a little smoother? I mean, the players say it feels that way.
You mean from a defensive standpoint?
You know what? Honestly, either way, whether it be the defensively or even offensively, you know, getting those guys out and then a proper cutback.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the run game looked smoother than I've seen it. You know, just coming out first day. Well, you know, and last year they were learning the wide zone for the first time. Defensively, it's not that they didn't perform, you know, like they were god awful against the run. I mean, I saw Rashawn Gary make a really nice run stop in the hole. You know, he must have, I didn't see where he started, but he must have slid over and took on, I think it was Dylan in the hole, someone in the hole. Anyway, it's sort of hard to tell from that standpoint. What's really stood out to me in just 3 days is that the defensive backs are playing really well, and they're and Pettin has a lot of them on the field and rotating them in. And I got a feeling that Jerry Gray's presence is probably helping to some degree. That they have a guy who's really experienced and probably helping develop some of these guys. And then some of them are just getting better. The Chandon Sullivans and Will Redmonds and, you know, Alexander should be getting better. Savage should be better. I just saw them. I'm seeing them break up more passes than I recall. I haven't seen a lot of guys get behind them. And so that's something I want to keep my eye on again, is see if those DBs are playing as well as it appears.
Yeah, to kind of tie it into how we started the podcast, Marquez Valdes-Scantling told us yesterday that Pettin is throwing some coverages and some looks at them that you know, are a challenge at this point for some of what they're trying to do.
Yeah, and that's something to remember, is that, again, he throws a bunch of stuff that maybe the offense isn't prepared for. You know, they're running their plays against a defense that they think they'll might be seeing. You know, like if you have you run a zone beater play, the defense has got to be in a zone for it to work. So sometimes I think, you know, they're moving around, doing stuff, disguising, and it's not necessarily what the offense wants to see, but it's sort of like, you know, any other sport. Okay, it broke down, the play isn't working exactly like it was. Now what do you do? So that's kind of the challenge the offense has.
Yeah, and I mean, to piggyback off that today, Tom, I think you'd like to see, if you're Matt LaFleur, a little more success. We'll just put it that way. I mean, because he even said this, as you noted, with the run game. Well, the good part is this is happening, bad part is this. Well, that also goes in that broader scheme. Okay, Mike Pettin and those guys are running some stuff that's maybe a little different. Maybe, you know, as you said, isn't really set up for the offense. But conversely, I'm sure Matt LaFleur, Nathaniel Hackett, Luke Getsy would like the offense to have an answer, right? That's usually what we hear from these guys. It's designed to give the quarterback answers. Mm-hmm. So in terms of today, I guess that's what I'm curious to see. Fewer turnovers for whatever reasons those have occurred. And, you know, some, I guess, more sure hands from the receivers. I mean, we saw drop balls kind of all over the place.
Yeah, Sternberger had a really bad one. Mercedes Lewis had a really bad one. I'm trying to remember who else, if there was anyone else.
Devontae Adams in solo drills had one that he dropped against Alexander. And I think there was a high sideline. It was a far end of the sideline. He had to jump for it. But again, it hit his hands. And you know, Devontae, I'm sure he would say, okay, well, yeah, if I come down out of bounds, I should catch it.
Yeah, he's had kind of I don't want to say a slow start, but he's had some balls bounce off his hands in the early going. I don't think that's anything to worry about, but that's been the case early on. I don't think Rodgers has really connected with anybody. I thought maybe for a day he was hitting Lazard on a lot of short stuff, but I don't see him like really connecting with somebody yet. And you know, it seemed like last year Jimmy Graham he connected with a lot in training camp, and that hasn't really surfaced here.
Yeah, no, and it's you know, through a first few days, I haven't seen the second pass catcher emerge yet. Jay Sternberger participated in his first sort of team drills. You could tell, you mentioned the drop. He had an issue blocking on a run play. I think you're seeing a guy who hasn't practiced in, 2 weeks or whatever it was since going on the reserve COVID list. So you're right. I mean, look, they're rotating these pass catchers in again, Tom, just like they did last year. And, you know, guys are some plays here, some, but you're right. You're not seeing the quarterback really find a guy right outside of 17. And I guess to his credit, he is kind of dispersing it. I mean, we used to joke in Cincinnati that, you know, Andy Dalton would always throw to AJ Green. It was like, do they really need to work on this? Mm-hmm. So at the very least, those guys are getting opportunities. So I'm curious to see how that translates, you know, today. Cause again, you keep going back to it. This compressed period of time, these reps really matter.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be really weird because so much of what every coach, what we depend on, what scouts depend on is game action, and you're not going to have any. You're just not going to have a real game action to break down and see how guys are reacting. And boy, that makes it hard to evaluate what's going on. So, you know, you make these evaluations. They look good here. They look good there. We always did that during training camp. And then the games would come and you'd see what was really going on, you know, where they really were, where they stood. And we're not going to have that. So it's going to be, you know, assuming we get to the season and it plays out over the first month, like they, you know, the league wants, It's anybody's guess how teams are going to perform, because I just don't know. I don't know how you can judge it without seeing them in a real life game.
Exactly, and that's what these padded practices and how Matt LaFleur, Mike Pettine, and the coaches scripted out, right? I mean, because they need to do it for their own purposes, for Brian Gutekunst's purposes, and obviously get ready for Minnesota. So you. So a little bit of housekeeping as we get ready to head to practice today. You know, we mentioned the injury, so we'll be sure to go over to PackersNews.com. You'll see the live blog. Bookmark that. Keep it open on your phone as a secondary window. But what we'll be looking for is, you know, Hunter Bradley and Greg Roberts continue to, you know, work their way off the reserve COVID list. And why does that matter? Because they're at 80. And so once those guys are able to return, if they can return, corresponding roster moves have to be made. So there could be a little bit of movement, you know, as we head out to Ray Nitschke Field in that way. And yeah, Tom, I guess I'll ask one question of you before we head out here to practice. Is there some, we've hit a bunch of topics. What's first and foremost today, especially if they're going to, if it's shorter but more intense. what do you think needs to be seen here as we're getting toward the end of a full like week of camp?
Probably just the run defense. Let's see how they stack up. Let's see if they can what the inside linebackers can do. That's really it. I think that will be a good test. You know, I don't think there's anything we're going to learn about Aaron Rodgers or, you know, unless Boyle throws three interceptions. I don't think Jordan Love's going to all of a sudden turn into Patrick Mahomes. I think really it's going to be it sounds like tomorrow's going to be physical, short, but physical. And to me, that shows up in the run game. So that's what I'll be looking for.
All right. And for you to look for it, since you can't be there, we are your eyes and ears. So download the PackersNews.com app, turn on the notifications so you get all the breaking news and all that good stuff. And of course, go over to jsonline.com/deals, PackersNews.com. You want to subscribe because we're going to have, and we do have, subscriber exclusive content from Tom, myself, Ryan Wood, Olivia Reiner, Pete Doherty. You don't want to miss any of it, since you are missing a lot of it here with this closed and unique training camp. So we're headed to practice. We will catch you again tomorrow morning before the next one. So for Tom, I am Jim. We'll talk to you later.